Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody out there in the world. We thank and praise God for you listening in again today at Jesus Saved Through Faith Talk Show Radio. We ask that you, bless the Lord with all your soul today. Amen. I pray today we thank and praise God for you being on the air, on your computer. Praise God. We thank and praise God for our Lord and Savior. You got to give him all praise, honor. Amen. All the praise and honors to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Letting you know that he is the one. Amen. The Holy One, the true and living God. Amen. We thank and praise God for him. Amen. We thank him. We're going today, on our subject today, we're going to be talking about in the 14th chapter of St. John, and at the 6th verse, we're going to be talking about today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So we see here, Jesus is the way. If you want to get to heaven, amen, if you want to be successful, you got to realize that point, that Jesus said, I am the way. Amen. You know, we go out, try to do all kinds of things, amen, and neglect the word of God, or the neglect by praying and seeking God a lot of times. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man could come unto the Father but by me. Talking about Jesus, praise God. Be letting you know today that you got to come through Jesus. And we ask that you bow your head and let's say a little prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask that you bless your word today. Touch right now, God. We know that you have all power. In the name of Jesus, we worship you and we serve you, oh God, for you are God, even you alone. Oh God, we realize that you are the real, true God. For before Abraham, you were. Oh God, we ask that you bless. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends and brothers and sisters out there, we love you and let you know that we care about you today. I want to give honor, amen, like I say, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to our Apostle C.A. Coward, our presiding bishop, praise God, R.J. McLeod, praise the Lord, to him today, and Bishop Jonathan Brookshaw, thank God for him. Amen. And also my pastor and bishop, Adrian M. Shaw, Jr., we praise God for him today. Also, we want to give honor to other great men of God, like our district elder for the West Coast, amen, Elder Ray Johnson, and also to our Presbyterian, part of Presbyterian, which I'm a part of also, praise God, Terry. Elder Terry, amen, Sheffield. We want to give honor to all those great men, praise God, in the West Coast District, and all the brethren and all the elders in the Church of God, the Bible Way, and all those that is preaching the Word of God according to the Apostles' Doctrine, amen, the teachings of the Apostles' Doctrine, amen. We thank and praise God today. Amen. For all of you today, and you know that we love everybody, and we care about their soul. Amen. We see here today that some people may not understand what we mean when we say that we are apostolic. Amen. But we let them know that we believe in Jesus Christ, the teachings of Jesus Christ, and the doctrine of Jesus Christ through the Apostles' Doctrine. And let them know that we believe that. Praise God. Well, Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then he said, no man could come to the Father but by me. Amen. So we see here, you know, Jesus says this, that I am the way, that he is the way. Amen. So there's no other way that you could approach God without him. Amen. You need, amen, the faith and belief and hope in Christ. You need it, praise God. We see here today, you need his righteousness. All right, you need it today, praise God. So we see people don't understand it, that they need Christ. All right, you can go there and say, well, with your name, but it ain't going to work. Amen. So people that go out there and say, well, I'm Johnny, I've been a good man, it ain't going to work that way. You can say, I'm Bill, I'm a good man, and you're going to say, it ain't going to work. All right, you know, so it's Jesus Christ that counts. Amen. It's the Lord Jesus Christ that is going to save us, praise God. And scripture tells us, you know, that everyone named the name of Christ apart from iniquity. So, you know, if you've been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, amen, you have his name, you have his power, you have the Holy Ghost power within you. Amen. So we see here today that you need it. And Jesus is the only way, because Jesus is God in the fleshly body that is called the Son of God. So people don't understand that part, and that's what they just can't get catch. Because God was in Christ, and God was in Christ, meaning God was in Jesus, reconciling the world into himself. And people don't catch it. Jesus said, you know, the scripture set tells us in St. John 1, it tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then down at the 14th verse, you could check that out in St. John 1, and it says this. He said, and the Word became flesh. God became a man. Amen. And that man was Jesus Christ. All right. That he became a man. That body, amen, was Jesus Christ. Praise God. And we see here today, people don't catch that. They can't understand it. Why? Because the revelation, they haven't got the revelation. The Holy Spirit haven't given them the revelation about that. Okay. As we see here. Now, as you go down here as you, in the scripture, he clarifies that. Jesus said, if you have known me, you should have known my Father also. And then he said, henceforth, you know him and have seen him. And a lot of people say, well, no man has seen God. But if they look at Jesus, he was the expectation of God. You know, in other words, he was the man with God in him. Amen. He was the mighty God, the everlasting Father, what it talked about back in the scripture. Praise God. So we see here today, Isaiah even said that about it. But as we go on, I'll get to that in a minute. All right, look what it says here. You have seen him and have seen him. That's what he tells. And then Philip, he get, you know, inquisitive. He heard Jesus say that. He said, Lord, show us the Father, and we'd be, and it suffices us. That's what he said, meaning we'd be satisfied, paraphrase. Okay, now watch what it says. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me? look what he said now. He's been walking around with him. He's been talking with him. All right, he's been eating with him, and he said, he said, have not been so long time with you, and you have not known me, Philip. All right? And it would say, he that has seen me has seen the Father. Oh, man, that would blow a lot of people's mind there, doesn't it? I mean, even Philip. Look what it says. He said, how sayest thou, show us the Father? He said, he that believeth on me. I'm getting ahead of myself. He said, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? So God, Jesus was one and the same. You couldn't separate him. You can't separate Jesus, amen, from God. All right, you think about it now, okay? And then he goes on talking about the word. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, talking about fleshly wise, okay? That's what he's saying. But the Father that dwelleth in me. So God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. All right, as we see here today, amen, he doeth the works. Nobody did the works the way Jesus done, you know? You know, putting a limb on a man and putting an ear on a man. Come on now. You know, I haven't seen anybody can sew it back on there, but you know, just reach down and touch Peter's ear and put it back on him as it's been cut off. You know, not Peter's ear, I'm sorry, the soldier's ear. Amen, the soldier's ear when Peter had cut it off. All right, so he goes there and put the soldier's ear back on him. And that's something. How many men could do that these days? All right, and as you see here, okay, he said, believe it me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me. Believe it me for the very works. So God was in Christ reconciling the world into himself. Now, so as we go on, praise God, we see here back in the scripture in the Old Testament, referrals to the birth of Christ. Amen. And we see here in Isaiah, let's go 7:14. Isaiah chapter 7 and 14th verse. Okay, we see here what it says. It says, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. All right, what signs do? Signs appear sometimes. And you know, signs and wonders appear. But God himself will give a sign. Meaning God himself will appear. All right, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Praise God. He is God with us. Emmanuel, Jesus was Emmanuel. God with man, all right, as we see here. So we see here, as we go to Isaiah, all right, let's go to Isaiah 9:6. And look what it says here. Look what it says. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Jesus was wonderful, wasn't he? Counselor, he was a counselor. The mighty God. Now, that's what people just don't catch. Amen. Even the Muslims don't catch that. Even the Jehovah's Witness can't go with that. They don't believe that. Amen. But the scripture tells us here plain and day, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. Now, wait a minute now. Jesus said, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. All right? He is the beginning and the end. He's the one that started it all. All right? And look at this here, praise God. He says, I'm the first and the last. See, you know, you can't put Jesus right. Jesus said, before Abraham, I am. All right? So you see here that Jesus, amen, that same Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, was God in the flesh. All right? You know, just think about that. Amen. He was God in the flesh. Didn't it say the Prince of Peace? But that part where it says, the part where it says the mighty God, the everlasting one, talking about the Son to be born, Jesus was God in flesh. See, God created, he did a miracle. Praise God. When the Holy Spirit, which is God, overshadowed Mary and she became pregnant with the Son, all right, without being touched by the man in that way. All right, so we see here, praise God, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. And people just don't catch it, praise God. They don't understand it. And then they say, argue with you all day. I say, well, I ain't gonna argue with nobody, but there it is right there. Amen. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. All right, what are you gonna do with that? Praise God. So a lot of people don't catch it. Now, as we go on, praise God, You have to believe that he is Lord. He is Lord of all. Amen. You know, that's why I am a Christian that believes in God, because I know that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. Amen. And that's he was the Son that had God on the inside. Amen. And working the miracles on the outside. I understand that. And now let me show you something. You know, you should have Jesus on the inside. Amen. And doing things, miracles or whatever it is you may do. Amen. On the outside. Let Jesus show up on the outside of you. Praise God. So we see here, you got to let Christ show up on the outside of you. So we see here, you got to believe that he is God. Amen. That great I am that I am that spoke to Moses, amen, in the Old Testament was Jesus in the New Testament. And he comes out, he say, I am the way. He say, I am the first and the last. All right? I am the Alpha and the Omega. He said, he identified himself even more when he said, I'm he. I am he. All right? If you don't believe that I am he, you're going to die in your sin. And also he goes on and identifies himself on the road to Damascus when Saul, amen, who was surnamed Paul, amen, Saul was going down the road to Damascus, amen, and he saw a light, amen, and shining above him. And he was knocked off his horse or his animal, amen, and he saw this great light and heard this voice. He says, and Jesus spoke to him, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? Because he was persecuting the church. Do you know the church proved to be, amen, a part of Christ, as the bride of Christ, the children of Christ? All right. So as we see here today, all right, the church is really the family of Christ. All right. So we see here today, as he said, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? All right. And he said, who art thou, Lord? Paul knew it had to be a powerful entity that came and knocked him off and had seen that bright light. All right. So Paul, Saul, and then Saul also, which is actually Paul, all right, he said, who art thou, Lord? And guess what Jesus said? I'm Jesus. I'm Jesus who thou persecute. So, in other words, we see here today, Jesus was in the world, and the world knew him not. God was in the world. What I mean, let's go to St. John 1 as we go here to see this. And then St. John 1, I was mentioning the first verse in the 14th verse. Amen. But watch this here, what it says. Amen. It says here, praise God. It says here that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. And then it says the same was in the beginning with God. Okay? And it's gone. All things was made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. That's what it says. It was scripture going to the fourth verse. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. So we get our spirit. He didn't want to give spirit. You know, I tell people, say, even with abortion, any people doing this, killing spirits, killing the fetuses, you know, their offspring. I said, God ain't in nothing like that. God is not like that. You know, they're doing these things, and actually, it's really it's murder. They're murdering the young people. You know, the spirits that God lighted into the world. And look what it says here. They are killing them. And so look what it says here. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came from a witness, to bear. In other words, he's going to be a witness. That's what he is. John was. Amen. To bear witness of the light, and that all men through him might believe. So I want all men to believe. That's the first thing that God looked for, us to have some belief in him, some hope and faith within him. All right, as we see here. Look what it says. All right. Look what it says, the ninth verse. That was the true light that lighted all men that cometh into the world. And the 10th verse said, this is what I want to get to. He was in the world. Who was in the world? The subject here is God there, right? So it says, who was in the world? Who was in the world? He said, he was in the world. Talking about God. Amen. He was in the world. And the world was made by him, by the mighty God, the everlasting Father. All right? And the world knew him not. Do you know what, people? Do you know who Jesus is? Jesus is God in flesh. Praise God. God in flesh. He was the Lord from heaven. Amen. So we see here, he was the Lord from heaven. Amen. And he came here to redeem man. And I was thinking about something the other day. I said, you know, as Moses, he delivered the Israelites from Egypt. All right? And then you had Joshua. Amen. Took those people out, led those people out of the wilderness into the promised land, into the Jordan, to Jericho, all those places, and he conquered these places. All right? Look at Jesus, who has taken us out of sin and brought in grace and truth. All right? Look at Jesus. Amen. Look at what Jesus did. But you know what? The difference was is that this Jesus was God in flesh. Amen. That fleshly body, and guess what? It had to have a name. He had to have a name. So they named him Jesus. Amen. If you look at in 1:21 of Matthew's, and say they should call his name Jesus, for he should save his people from their sins. So in other words, if you want to be saved, you better look unto Jesus and be saved, friend, because he is the one and only true living God that was in the world walking among men. And though man didn't understand it, all right, man couldn't perceive it. He was God in a fleshly body, and that body was the Son of God. All right, why? Because God created a body of flesh and blood and came into it, fought it through generations, and he was God himself. Amen. So we see here that Jesus was the Lord from heaven. All right? I just got to read it to you. Now, it's a mystery to people. It's supposed to be a mystery to people because nobody can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. You can't say Jesus is even God, but the Holy Ghost has to reveal that to you. Amen. So we see here, it has to be revealed. 1 Timothy 3. Let's go to that. 1 Timothy 3. And look what it says in the 16th verse. Now let's look at this thing. Amen. And it says, without controversy, that same Paul writing this to Timothy. All right? The one that was on the Damascus when he asked the question, who art thou, Lord? All right? And the Lord told him, say, I'm Jesus. All right? So look what it says here. Without controversy, 16 verses, 1 Timothy 3:16. That's what we're doing. All right? So we see here, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. See, that's where people get mixed up at. They don't see the mystery. They don't understand the mystery. They don't get the revelation, all right? They don't get the revelation that Jesus is Lord, that he is God. He is the one and only true living God. Amen. Look what it says. Remember where it says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him. All right? And the world knew him not. That's the same way people are today. All right? So we see, and even Jesus said, haven't I been so long time with you? Yet thou have not known me, Philip. A lot of people's in those position right now today. Now look what it says. It says, God was manifest in the flesh. Now, I ain't saying this. Now, you're looking at the Bible now. I didn't make that up, all right? God was manifest, meaning made known or showed up in the flesh, all right? He was justified in the spirit, seen of angels, and then preaching to the Gentiles, believe on in the world, and receive up into glory. My friends, have you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? Amen. See, that body has to have a name, and that name is Jesus Christ. Amen. The Jews call him Yeshua, HaMashiach. Amen. And just think about it. Did you know in the Old Testament, in the days of Jesus, back in those days, the letter J wasn't in the vocabulary. All right. So his name was Yeshua. All right. Back in those days. Now, Jesus' name being Grecianized, the name of Jesus' Grecianized word, I mean, it's been Grecianized. All right. Just like Jehovah has been Latinized. In other words, it's been a Latin name. I mean, well, from Yahweh. So we see here that Jesus' name was Grecian. Jesus' name is the Grecianized word, and then for Yeshua. All right. So we see here today that same Yeshua, that same Jesus Christ, amen, is God in the flesh, Lord of all. Amen. He was the mighty God, the everlasting Father. Amen. And some people say, well, how could you condense him in this situation? And something like that. In just one body. God Almighty in one body. Well, you forget what Jesus said. With God, he could do all things, anything. He could be on the earth and control all the universe. Amen. This was God he created. And I thought about some things. I mean, you think about this here, is that if the sun, amen, and the earth, if the earth was about, if the earth was like 25 or 30 feet closer to the sun, we would be in trouble. You know, it's not like you're taking some jack stones and just throw it out there. You know, God didn't do that with us, all right? You know, a lot of people, you know, years ago they had jackstones. You know, they throw them out there and it land anywhere. All right? But watch this here. God put us in a perfect place where the sun won't burn us up. He put us in a perfect place. It won't be so cold, you know. He put us in a great atmosphere, you know, in a great position in the Milky Way galaxy. That he put us there, amen. And he did that for mankind, because he did that for because of his pleasure. We are created for his pleasure, all right. And we are created to worship him. But my friend, I'm letting you know, I'm Elder Braxton, Ernest Braxton. Man, from Jesus Saved Through Faith, we're on the corner of Oswald and 22nd in Tampa, Florida, amen. 4711 North 22nd Street, zip code 33605. Praise God. So, Elder Ernest Braxton, I mean, you can call us, amen, amen. Look us up on Facebook. Look us up on the internet, amen. It's amen. We see here blogtalkradio.com/JesusSavedThroughFaith. church. All right, so we could do that. Praise God. We're thinking about it. Next Thursday. I'll be right back on at 6:30, and we give honor to all the ministers and everybody out there. Amen. Hit me up on Facebook. Praise the Lord. Amen. And if you don't have the revelation that Jesus is the only true living God, amen, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, you can talk to me. Amen. We thank and praise God for all of you today. Amen. We give all the honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Giving all praises to him. Amen. We thank and praise God for you because we love people. I love people. I love their souls. I want them to be saved. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. Give honor to everybody that is doing God's will. Be thanking, praise God for you all. Give honor to our Mother Geraldine at our church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank and praise God for her. Amen. They're making these things radio broadcast as possible. Be thanking, praise God for you all. All right. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. You've been my father. You've been my brother. You've been my mother. Oh, you sure brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Word, you brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh. He so brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. Thank you, Lord.